Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to you all. Your lordship comes to you in the form of Mr. Tommy Lorenzo Hart, a former Christian preacher minister. He is author of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. My Lord would like to share the findings of his 38-year study on the contents of the book commonly known as the King James Bible, but which Mr. Hart says is the Vatican's one and only authorized version of the Bible. Our Father is not a Christian or a religionist. He has come to unravel Vatican deception by decrypting Bible content. Our Lord brings to light the secrets of the Vatican and reveals the now 400-year stratagem with the level-headed study and analysis unlike any other. His Excellency unscrambles the authorized version's confusing text and separates truth from fiction. He defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, and God. His premise, the King James Version, written in 1611, is a book of law, the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white. The Vatican is a governmental body, institution, for the purpose of subjugating all non-white people and undermining all whom they call black or African people worldwide through what Vatican law deemed the curse, all while hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion, using the Bible in perversity and deceit. Mr. Hart's bibliography is the King James Bible, the authorized version of the Roman Catholic Church, a product of the Vatican. So without further ado, I want to introduce the host of the show, my Lord, Tommy Hart. Father, are you with us?
I am here. Mr. Welch, thank you. Today I will speak on the God-given name of God, the name that the Word of God in the AV Authorized Version Bible gives for God. What is that name? The name of God given in the Authorized Version. We start with Psalm 57:3. Let me start with the second verse, Psalm 57:2. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. I will cry unto God Most High. The cry comes in the authorized version. The cry comes in the Bible. God has heard the cry, and as he says here in verse 2, it is God that performeth all things for me. The Word of God says, with God, all things are possible. Verse 3, he shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Salah. Here is what I wanted to get to. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. The truth of God can be found in the many episodes of Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. The 52 preceding episodes of this program. the truth of God. Okay, Psalm 57, verse 9. The Word of God says, I will praise thee, O Lord. Now, verse 7 of Psalm 57. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. What does that mean? What is it speaking of? My heart. Whose heart? How is it fixed? Now, he's speaking to God, and it's clear, my heart is fixed, O God. The heart of the AVB, the heart of the Authorized Version Bible. I have discovered the heart of the Authorized Version Bible, and I have fixed the heart of the Authorized Version Bible. I have prepared its heart, and of course, its heart can be seen in the many episodes of this Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. I deal with the heart of the AVB, the heart of the Bible, that which is innermost, that which is most crucial, the heart. And in the heart of the AVB, I have found the law of God. Of course, I have been speaking on the law of God in the many episodes of this Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. But the declaration is going forth, and here it is going forth to God, and I am making it known. My heart is fixed, O God. I have prepared the heart of the AVB. That is a big thing indeed. A real big thing. The heart of the Bible is fixed. The heart of the Bible is prepared for all to see and do accordingly. My heart is fixed, O God. In the Bible, the heart of the AVB is literally undetectable. The heart is not clear. It is indistinct. In my many episodes of this Lawmaster's Law of God program, my message is clear, and my message has to do with the heart of the AVB. My message is clear. But from the AVB, I have brought forth the law of the curse by the Vatican, the law of the curse, and that law of the curse, there are objectives which the papacy has set forth and put forth to the Gentiles. Those objectives are against black people. The Gentiles have carried out those objectives, and in that carrying out of the objectives set forth in AVB, the Gentiles invaded Africa. They conquered Africa and its inhabitants. They enslaved the inhabitants of Africa, black people. They, the Gentiles, that is, alias white people, enslaved the black people of Africa, took their lands, took possession of the black people's lands, and, as I said, enslaved the black people, scattered many of them, and that is evident in the Gentile nations. You know, you see there are many black people there who are there as a result of the Gentile scattering and enslavement of black people. So the evidence is still, there's still evidence of what the Gentiles have done to black people. Also, I have brought forth the law of the Passover law, the papacy's Passover law. I have spoken on that in this program, and the Passover law and the law of the curse, the Vatican's law of the curse. Those two things are in my document, the Book of the Law of God, All Things the Demonstrated Power of God. One can read the information on the curse and the Vatican's Passover law. Also, from the heart of the AVB, I have brought forth the law having to do with God. All right, but let's read on. Psalm 57:11. The word of God speaks to me, saying, "Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth." Luke 2, well, before I get to that, back to "My heart is fixed, O God," let's go to Luke 1:1. Luke 1:1 reads, "For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us." Now back to Psalm 57:2, it says, I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me." Okay, here in Luke 1:1, my duty was and is to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. Those are the papacy and the Gentiles. Okay? Set forth in order a declaration. That is what we have in the 52 episodes of this Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. We have a declaration, an ordered declaration of those things which are most surely believed among the Vatican, the Pope, its people, the Gentiles. So if you have not put this statement, Luke 1:1, in your notes, and put it in your notes, and mark it as fulfilled. I have set forth a declaration, ordered declaration of the things which are most surely believed among the Pope and his people, the Gentiles. That's what my information is all about. Okay. Now we come to Luke 2:15. Luke 2:15. Listen, the word of God says, "See this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us." That's a commandment. See this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. What has come to pass? Well, I just stated, I have set forth a declaration, or an ordered declaration of the things the Pope and his people, the Gentiles, most surely believe. Okay? And that's the work of this ministry of mine. It said in one of the first statements I read from Psalm 57, "God who performeth all things for me." Now, I have been making known all things all things that the papacy, that the Pope is supposed to do, and not only the Pope, but the people, the Gentiles, are supposed to do. And one of the main statements, Bible statements, that I have been working with says, render to God the things that are God's. Okay. Now, many things have been rendered to God already, and I have been speaking on those things. Come, well, see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And I will make known today the name proclaimed by the word of God, for God, to me. I will make that known today. Luke 1. 3. Luke 1, 3. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things, from the very first, to write to thee, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. What I want to emphasize is the statement here that says, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very beginning. That goes along with the statement in Psalm 57, 2 and 3, which says, he will cry to God Most High, to God who performs all things for him. Also suggested in that statement, or in these statements, I'm showing, is the fact that there are things that the word of God intends for God to do. Okay? And I am in the process of doing those things, having had perfect understanding of all things. Perfect there means completely correct, strictly defined, exact, and precise. Perfect understanding of all things. Job chapter 28. We'll revisit it. Job chapter 28. Job 28:12. We revisit this question. But where shall wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding? For an answer to that question, I go to 1 Chronicles 22, verse 12. First Chronicles 22:12. In answer to the question found in Job 28, where shall wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding? Here's the Bible's answer to the people. Only the Lord gives thee wisdom and understanding, and give thee charge concerning Israel, that thou mayest keep the law of the Lord thy God. Only the Lord give thee wisdom and understanding. Okay? And, of course, the Bible declares in Proverbs, let's see here, Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. So the Bible says wisdom and understanding come from God. They come from the Lord. Isaiah 43, verse 1. Now we're getting to the name of God. Isaiah 43, verse 1. And it's the next to the last statement in verse 1. It says, the word of God says to me, I have called thee by thy name. So what we want to understand is, what is the name the Word of God has called God? What is the name the Word of God has given to God? I have called thee by thy name. Genesis 32:27. In Genesis 32:27, a profound question is found. A full word question. The question is to God. The question is to me. The word of God asks, what is thy name? What is thy name? The word of God asked me. Verse 29 of the same see where we are. Genesis 32:27. What is thy name? And verse 29. The word of God says to me, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. Right? That's the word of God asking me, what is thy name? And saying to me, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. Psalm 9:10. Psalm 9:10 says to me, the word of God still speaking to me, they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. All right, Romans. In Romans 15, the word of God says, speaks of God saying, he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, alias white people. The word of God says about him that is to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. And here we have the word of God asking God and saying to God, what is thy name? Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. Exodus 2:22. Exodus 2:22, and I just want to underscore this right here. Four words which say, he called his name. The Word of God has called the name of God. Exodus 3:13. To the end of the verse, Exodus 3:13, the question is, what is his name? What is God's name? What is the God-given name for God? What is the God-given name intended to be received by God from the Word of God? The AVB. Jeremiah 11:16. Jeremiah 11:16. The Word of God speaking to me says, "The Lord called thy name." And this is the first Lord. All right? And I say that because in the Bible, I am called Lord also. And if you will, you could say, I am the second Lord. Okay? So when I speak of the first Lord, I'm talking about the Lord, all caps, those are the papacy, those who had to do with the writing of Scripture. Okay. The first Lord. The Lord called thy name. Revelation 2:17. Revelation 2:17. Okay, to the end of the verse, Revelation 2:17, these words, a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. So there's a name in the Bible that no man knows, and one receives it. Okay. So we're speaking about a name. We're speaking about a new name that is written in the AVB. We're speaking about a name which no man knows. Okay. And we know that no man is a reference to God. It is a, I call it a Bible nickname for God, no man. Speaking about a name, speaking about a new name, a name that is written in the AVB, a name written in the AVB which no man knows, and he that receives it is no man, the one who receives this new name that is written in the AVB. Okay. Psalm 45:17, and after the reading of that, we'll go to announcements, Mr. Welch. Right now, Psalm 45:17. Psalm 45:17, the Word of God speaking to me again, saying, to me, I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. So we are speaking about a name. We are speaking about a name that is written in the AVB. We are speaking about a new name that is written in the AVB. We are speaking about a name, a new name, written in the AVB, a name which no man knows, and a name which we'll see if no man receives it. All right, but now, Mr. Welch, the announcements.
Thank you, Father. To the listeners, if you would like to receive your copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God, go to www.lawmaster.co. That's www.lawmaster.co. On the left side of the webpage, click the manuscript and the PayPal button inscribed Donate. For a $12 donation, you will be redirected to a link and download your very own copy in PDF format. Also, become a member to the website and post videos, photos, and take advantage of the links, free books, and email feature amongst members. You can also visit us on YouTube. Go to www.youtube.com/lawofgods. Again, youtube.com/lawofgods. One word. You can find Mr. Hart on Facebook. Simply type The Book of the Law of God. You may post on the news feed any stories, links, videos, and articles relating to the context of the show. Feel free to start discussions, ask questions, make comments, and dialogue. You can now follow His Excellency on Twitter. That's twitter.com. Search Tommy L. Hart. Again, Tommy L. Hart. You will find these links here on the show page. And remember, keep listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Back to you, my lord.
Thank you, Mr. Welch. And let me say this. With the teaching of the Word of God, there are no small things. Everything that is taught is very important. Everything that is taught is related. Okay? There are no small things talked about. There are no small issues in the AVB. The issues of the AVB are all important. So whether we're speaking about the curse, whether we're speaking about the law of God, whether we're speaking about the law of Passover, whether we're speaking about the name of God, there are no small issues. There are no small things in the AVB. They are all important. Okay, so we return to the name of God, the God-given name intended for God to receive, and we've stated that it is a new name. It is a new name that is written in a book that is very old. Okay? It is a name which no man knows, and we will see if no man has received it. Okay? The last statement read was Psalm 45:17, where the Word of God says to me, I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Exodus 33:17. Exodus 33:17. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight. Here's the statement of interest here to us. The last statement in Exodus 33:17. And the word of God says to me, I know thee by name. Okay, so we are still building on the name of God, a name that is a new name, a name that is written in the AVB, in the Bible, a name, a new name that is written, which no man knows, no man being a nickname for God. We will see if no man receives it. And here the word of God says, to me, I know thee by name. Okay. Exodus 34:5. Now listen as I read this statement. Here is the statement. The Lord proclaimed the name of the Lord. And verse 6 of Exodus 34, listen as I read the statement. The Lord proclaimed the Lord God. What is the name of the Lord God? Okay. It says the Lord proclaimed the name of the Lord. And don't miss this. It says the Lord. Who does the proclaiming? The Lord proclaimed the name of the Lord. Okay. So again, let me, if you will, we speak about a name, a new name that is written in the AVB, in the Bible, a new name written which no man knows, a new name written which no man can receive, or he cannot receive it, a name that the Bible has called him and says, the Word of God says, it knows me by name. And now a name that the Lord himself proclaims. What is the proclaimed name of the Lord? What is the proclaimed name of the Lord God? Okay. The Lord proclaimed the name of the Lord. 1 Kings 18:31. I begin reading at the latter part of 1 Kings 18:31. It says, the word of the Lord came, saying, here it is, people, Israel shall be thy name. All right? The word of the Lord came to who? Or to whom? The word of the Lord has come to me, saying, Israel shall be thy name. Okay? Now, let's go back to the preceding statement. The Lord proclaimed the name of the Lord. The word proclaimed means to announce officially. Here in 1 Kings 18:31, the word of God says, the word of the Lord came saying. This is the official statement of the word of God to me. This is an official statement to me. And the official statement says to me, Israel shall be thy name. Okay. Now, 1 Kings 18:36. Listen. Let me put the two together. 1 Kings 18:31, and 1 Kings 18:36. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Israel shall be thy name. Let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel. Thou art God in Israel. Okay. As concerns Israel, Israel is thy name. 1 Kings 18:31. As concerns Israel, Israel shall be thy name. The statement is to me. And verse 36, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel. The name of God, the Bible name of God, the God-given name intended for God to receive, intended to be received by God. All right? So now we know the name. I have announced it officially. Israel is the God-given name intended to be received by God. So this new name that is written in the AVB and Israel, the statement Israel shall be thy name is in the AVB, a new name which is written in 1 Kings 18:31 and 36. Okay. A new name which is written in the AVB, 1 Kings 18:31 and 36. A new name which no man knows, no man being a nickname for God. And as for this new name, God has received it. It says, a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receives it. Okay? I have received this new name, and I have discovered that in the AVB, the Word of God tells me, Israel shall be thy name. Psalm 72:17. That is a big thing, you know, the name of God. Why is it a big thing? Well, I read the verse earlier that says from Psalm 9:10, they that know thy name, the statement is to me, but it's about others and what they will do. It says, they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. That's a vow. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. Okay? And in the book of Romans it says what? In him, God, shall the Gentiles trust. Okay? That's a big thing. The name of God. Psalm 72:17. Okay, Psalm 72. I read here, starting with verse 17. His name, whose name, God's name, shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Now, that statement the word of God makes to the people and to the Gentiles. Now, verse 18, which is a continuation of the statement, blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be, happy, prosperous, be the Lord God, the God of having the designation of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. Okay? The name of God. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, the God having the designation of Israel. And with that, let's turn again to Mr. Welch and the announcements. The name of God has been declared. The name of God has been announced officially. Mr. Welch, announcements, please.
Thank you, Father. To the listeners, if you would like to receive your copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God, go to www.lawmaster.co. That's www.lawmaster.co. On the left side of the webpage, click the manuscript and the PayPal button inscribed Donate. For a $12 donation, you will be redirected to a link and download your very own copy in PDF format. Also, become a member to the website and post videos, photos, and take advantage of the links, free books, and email feature amongst members. You can also visit us on YouTube. Go to www.youtube.com/Law of Gods. Again, youtube.com/Law of Gods. One word. You can find Mr. Hart on Facebook. Simply type The Book of the Law of God. You may post on the news feed any stories, links, videos, and articles relating to the context of the show. Feel free to start discussions, ask questions, make comments, and dialogue. You can now follow His Excellency on Twitter. That's twitter.com. Search Tommy L. Hart. Again, Tommy L. Hart. You will find these links here on the show page. And remember, keep listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Back to you, my lord.
Thanks again, Mr. Welch, for the announcements. This is an interesting statement here found in 1 Chronicles 29, verse 30. Listen as I read. His reign and his might and the times that went over him and over Israel and over all the kingdoms of the countries. So we speak about, the statement speaks of God's reign, God's might, and the times or the events. And it speaks of Israel and all the kingdoms of the countries. The Bible speaks of God's reign. It speaks of God's might. It speaks of, and when I say the Bible, a crucial word found in the Bible, which I make known to you, it speaks of God's reign, God's might, and the events that occur, okay, having to do with Israel and uh, and all the kingdoms of the lands the word of God speaks of, speaks concerning. Okay? His reign, his might, the times that went over him and over Israel and over all the kingdoms of the countries. Just thought that was noteworthy, that those things occur in the Bible. All right, now we turn to 1 Chronicles 29, and I start reading at verse 10. First Chronicles 29, verse 10. Listen carefully. The scripture says, now the word blessed here, okay, means to make prosperous. Or it means prosperous, okay? The word blessed here, happy, prosperous. Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel. What is the name of God? The official declared name of God is Israel. Blessed be thou. The word of God is speaking directly to me. Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel. Listen. Our Father. Now, I have seen that those two words, I've seen that in the Bible. Let's see. Yes, I have. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, I see these words. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And it speaks about a kingdom. Verse 10, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Okay? Lead us not into temptation, but God is to lead what? In a right path. God is to lead in a right path. And in verse 13, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Speaking to God. Back to 1 Chronicles 29, verse 10. Blessed be the Lord, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father. God is a father to the Gentiles, okay, by law, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory. Doesn't that sound like Matthew chapter 6? Yes, verse 13. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Okay? Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord. And thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. God gives of his intellectual strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. But who am I and what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? And with that question, that is a question there set in that prayer. I'll speak about that later. I don't want to get off focus. Okay, I don't want to lose focus here. For all things come of thee, the word of God says to me, and of thine own have we given thee. Verse 16, O Lord our God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee in house for thine holy name cometh of thine hand and is all thine own. I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of mine heart have I willingly offered all these things. And now, okay, now what things is he speaking about? He says, in his heart he has willingly offered all these things. In the heart of the AZB, okay? And I have brought forth some of those things that are offered to God. These are things offered to God here. Said in verse 11. Greatness, power, glory, victory, majesty, those are things they have offered to God. So when we read scripture as in, they ask for me in the uprightness of mine heart, I have willingly offered all these things. We're not just reading words, we're getting an understanding. We get an understanding of what is being spoken of. What is said, what is being spoken of. As for me, in the uprightness of mine heart, I have willingly offered all these things. Okay. Now, that passage that I just read, 1 Chronicles 29, starting with verse 10, and I read, just skipping just a little bit of the text, through verse 17. That is very important. That is very powerful. It is a tremendous statement. I call this prayer statement. We have the name of God in verse 10, Lord God of Israel. Who is he? He is our Father. How long will he be our Father? Forever and ever. And these things, greatness, power, glory, victory, majesty, he says, the word of God says, for all that is in the heaven and the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 6. Thine is the kingdom, I've seen that before yet. Matthew 6:13, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. There. All right. But in 1 Chronicles 29, verse 11, we do not have an amen. After thine is the kingdom, it goes on to say, the word of God goes on to say, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Not will be exalted. Okay? Thou art exalted as head above all. What a wonderful passage. God. All right? So, what have I done this day on this program at this time, in this hour? I have proclaimed the name of God. Okay? I have proclaimed the name of God. Excuse me. And it says this in Exodus 34:5. Who proclaimed the name of God? It says, the Lord proclaimed the name of the Lord. And what is the name of the Lord? Because we had this asked twice, you know, in the statements that I read. What is his name? Then I am asked, what is your name? Okay. Let's see if I can find the reference here real quickly. Yes, Genesis 32:27. I am asked, what is thy name? Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. Well, I have said it. I have said the statement in 1 Kings 18:31. The word of the Lord came saying, Israel shall be thy name. That's the official proclamation. And that was the objective, to declare the official name intended to be received by God. This is God. Israel is God's God-given name. It is God's Bible-given name. It is God's Bible-declared name. Okay? It is God's Bible-proclaimed name. The name of Israel. What is thy name? My name is Israel, as declared to me, as proclaimed to me by the word of God. Okay? So the question, Exodus 3:13, is answered. What is his name? His name is Israel. What is his name? I can say of Israel, Isaiah 42, verse 8. As for the name of Israel, I can say, that is my name. Okay? Now, mark this statement as fulfilled, accomplished, Exodus 34, verse 5. Mark it as fulfilled, accomplished. Okay? And the Lord proclaimed the name of the Lord. So, in Exodus 33, verse 17, when it says, I know thee by name. Okay? That's what the word of God said to me. I know thee by name. By what name? The word of God knows me by the name Israel. So, a new name for God, a new name that is written where? In the AZB. You heard me read it in the prayer set in 1 Chronicles 29, starting with the 10th verse. Through 17, I believe, you heard me read it and call the name. All right? But a new name written in the AZB, a new name written in the AZB and known by no man, no man, a nickname for God, and received by no man, no man, a nickname for God. A new name written in the AZB. A new name written in AZB, which no man knows, and no man has received. God has received the name that is officially declared and proclaimed to him in the AZB. That is the name Israel. Mr. Welch, I have finished my delivery. If you have the announcements again, please. And we will end.
Thank you, Father. To the listeners, if you would like to receive your copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God, go to www.lawmaster.co. That's www.lawmaster.co. On the left side of the webpage, click the manuscript and the PayPal button inscribed Donate. For a $12 donation, you will be redirected to a link and download your very own copy in PDF format. Also, become a member to the website and post videos, photos, and take advantage of the links, free books, and email feature amongst members. You can also visit us on YouTube. Go to www.youtube.com/lawofgods. Again, youtube.com/lawofgods. One word. You can find Mr. Hart on Facebook. Simply type The Book of the Law of God. You may post on the news feed any stories, links, videos, and articles relating to the context of the show. Feel free to start discussions, ask questions, make comments, and dialogue. You can now follow His Excellency on Twitter. That's twitter.com. Search Tommy L. Hart. Again, Tommy L. Hart. You will find these links here on the show page. And remember, keep listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Back.
Good morning, everyone. I want to thank you for tuning in and having a wonderful show. Tune in next week at 9 a.m. Central Time. Thank you.